So we've been speaking about the Matnas Kahuna. The sources should be in the WhatsApp group. We've been speaking about the Matnas Kahuna. We've been speaking about different kinds of Matnas Kahuna. And over the last couple of days, we've had the opportunity to speak a little bit about the Matnas Kahuna that are eaten and that are consumed by Kohanim in the Mikdash. And we spoke about how the Kohanim eat part of the Karban Chatas and part of the Karban Asham, how their achila there isn't just a gift, but a gift that comes with a mitzvah, and it isn't even just a mitzvah which is there to provide kapara for everyone else, that their eating actually provides kapara for the Yisraelim that offer those karbanos. Yesterday, we spoke a bit about the lechem hapanim, the showbread there that would be on the shulchan, whether that is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah, if it is a mitzvah, what kind of mitzvah. And today we're going to speak one more about the Mikdash for now. We'll move on to some of the others so that we can, I don't know how long we'll have, and we'll come back if we have more time. But we're going to speak today about the mitzvah of eating part of the Karban Mincha, what's referred to as the mitzvah of Achilas Shiyarei Menachos. So let me begin by just noting the following. In the Tosefta in Meseches Chala, in Perek Beis, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikur in Perek Aleph, the Gemara in Baba Kama also, the Gemara tells us that one of the 24 Matnas Kahuna, one of the gifts that Kohanim get, the Kohanim are allowed to eat part of the Karban Mincha. The Kohanim are allowed to eat part of the Karban Mincha. That is found explicitly in Parshas Vayikra. The Torah tells us about the Karban Minchas, V'hanoseres min ha-mincha la'arun u'levanav, Kodesh Kedashim Yishei Hashem, that the Kohanim are allowed to eat it. What is a Karban Mincha, and what exactly is happening? So let me give a little bit of background. Most of the karbanos that we offer are karbanos that come from animals. Any karban that doesn't come from an animal is called a Karban Mincha. Why does a person bring a Karban Mincha? Why would you bring a flower offering? So there are a couple of different reasons. One of the main reasons, what you have in Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Tzav, is what's called the Minchas Nidava. You just decide, you wake up one morning and you say, I want to voluntarily offer a Karban Mincha to Hashem. The way some Rishonim explain it, it's like you're giving God a present. Not because God needs a present, but it's your decision to give something to the Ribono Sha'olam. That is one reason why you bring a Mincha. There are other minchas that also get brought. There are minchas that get brought if in the process of sota and parshas naso, the woman brings, or the husband, or it's machlokas who brings a karban, a mincha sota. There are certain situations where a person sins, and especially if they can't bring certain animals, they can bring what's called the minchas chote. They can bring a mincha like in lieu of a particular kind of a karban chatas, or things like that. So there are particular situations, and others also, where you bring a Karban Mincha. But the normal Karban Mincha, what's called the Minchas Nidava, I decide, I wake up in the morning, I want to give something to Hashem, I want to go to Beis HaMikdash, you know, animals are expensive, so I'll bring some flour, you know, we'll have a flour offering, there's some oil, it's fried, it's baked, different ways of doing it. That is called the Karban Mincha. When you bring this Karban Mincha, again, hopefully some of this can be very helpful when we learn Parshas Vayikra and Shnayim Mikra a little bit, but when you offer a mincha, the Kohen takes part of the mincha, he scoops up part of it, and he puts part of it on the Mizbeach, and then there are some remaining parts of the Karban Mincha. Those remaining parts are what's referred to as Shiyarei Menachos, the leftovers of the mincha, the part that doesn't get offered on the Mizbeach, and those parts a Kohen is allowed to eat. Those parts a Kohen is allowed to eat. Yehuda, the answer to that question is yes. Yes, not for all karbanos, but for many, an animal could be offered as a nedava. That's one thing to know. The Matnas Kahuna is that when a Karban Mincha is offered, the Kohanim get to eat part of it. That's one of the Matnas Kahuna, Interestingly enough, and the Rishonim struggle trying to figure out why, but the only time that the Kohanim eat part of the Karban Mincha is when a non-Kohen offered the Karban Mincha. But the Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav, Vayikra Perek Vav, that V'chol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyah Lo Seachel. That when it comes to the Mincha of a Kohen, so the Mincha of a Kohen, That is something that gets entirely burned. Entirely burned. So the only time that we're talking about eating a carbon mincha is if we're talking about a mincha offered by a non-Kohen. And that is one of the 24 gifts that Kohanim get. They are allowed to eat one of the, they're allowed to eat the leftover parts of the carbon mincha. That is the first point of introduction. The first point of introduction. We're going to have a second very short ha'ara, and then we're going to speak about the main purpose of today, figuring out the nature of this matana, what exactly is going on, the Kohanim, and their ability to eat the Karban Mincha. The second ha'ara I would make is as follows. We pointed out that in the list of the 24 Matnas Kahuna, so the Rambam and Hilchos Bikurim reorganize things a little bit, as opposed to as opposed to what you have in the Tosefta and Chala or the Gemara and Baba Kama. The Rambam reorganized things a little bit. One interesting thing, I think, is where Shiri Menachos is on the list. And this really relates to yesterday's Shir. If you look at the Tosefta and Chala, the Tosefta and Chala first mentions the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread that the Kohen gets to eat in the Mikdash. And only after saying Lechem HaPanim does it then mention Shiri Menachos. Does it then say that, that you could eat the leftover parts of the Karban Mincha? However, that was Avitz's daughter, who's friends with my son Ari, who waved to me. So I was waving back, in case you're wondering. Exactly. Very dedicated. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim actually orders things differently. For him, Shiari Menachos takes place before the Shtei Halachem. Shiari Menachos takes place before the Shtei Halachem. A shift in the order in the Tosefta and Chala, and in the Rambam, in Hilchos Bikurim. To make a very short ha'ara, if you get it, great. If not, it's really okay. This probably sheds light on yesterday's discussion. We saw yesterday that Reb Chaim in the Gracha al Shas and the Or Sameach in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, that they assume that the mitzvah of eating the Lechem HaPanim is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Shiyare Menachos. It's included in Shiyare Menachos. That makes a lot of sense for the Rambam, who first taught us Shiyari Menachos, and then he mentions Lechem HaPanim, like Lechem HaPanim is part of the category of Shiyari Menachos. But according to the Tosefta and Chala, that Lechem HaPanim is mentioned earlier, and only then we mention Shiyari Menachos, it'd be very odd to suggest that Lechem HaPanim is part of the same mitzvah, Shiyari Menachos, if I haven't yet even really learned about Shiyari Menachos. I haven't yet even really learned about it. That's at least a brief ha'ara. If you got it, great. If not, don't worry about it at all. Clarity thus far as how we're doing. 1, 2, and 3. Okay. We are going to be speaking now a little bit. The primary, I guess, goal of Shir today is to try and clarify this idea of the Kohanim eating the rest of the Karban Mincha. Is it just a gift that they get to eat? Is it a mitzvah? If it is a mitzvah, what kind of mitzvah is it? We've been pointing this out, that, you know, different kinds of gifts. Some gifts you have to do. Some gifts have an additional purpose. Some gifts don't. So how exactly would you understand the nature of the mitzvah of eating Shiyari Menachos? We are going to see, I believe, three or so perspectives. Three or so mahalchim within the mitzvah of Achilas Shiyare Menachos. And we're going to have to try to figure out what they are and how they work. And it will, I believe, again, shed for us some very important, I guess, I think some very important insights. Let me begin as follows. One way of looking at this mitzvah of eating a Karban Mincha is to essentially argue that there's no separate and distinct mitzvah on the Kohanim to eat a Karban Mincha, but rather it is part and parcel of the mitzvah of eating other kachim also. There's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Chatas, a mitzvah to eat the Karban Asham. There's also a mitzvah of Shiyari Menachos. It's not separate, it's part and parcel of that mitzvah. Rav Yerucham Fisher Perlow, in his commentary on Rav Sadia Gaon Sefer HaMitzvos, raises that as a possibility. He thinks maybe Rav Sadia Gaon does not count eating the Karban Mincha as a separate mitzvah. Maybe it's really part of the general mitzvah of eating Chatas and Asham. Why would you think that that is so? What would motivate you to suggest that that's the pshat? So the answer is because of a couple of Gemaras. And this, the Brisker Rav and Menachos points out a bit on Daf Ayin Beis. It's a Gemara, the Aruch Lener is relevant to this. It's a Gemara in Misachas Yevamos on Daf Mem. It's also a Gemara in Misachas Menachos on Daf Ayin Gimel, and that's the following. If you remember, one of the reasons why a Kohanim eat the Chatas and the Asham is V'yachlu Osam Asher Kupar Behem. It's a way of ensuring that there is Kapara for Klal Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael gets Kapara. When the Kohanim eat the Chatas, the Kohanim eat the Asham. Interestingly, the Gemara there in Yevamos and Daf Mem, in Menachos and Daf Ayin Gimel, appears to more or less quote that same Pasuk about the Kohanim's eating of the Karban Mincha. So when the Kohanim eat the Karban Mincha, they are also ensuring that we get Kapara. And therefore, this Matnas Kahuna, that the Kohanim eat part of the Karban Mincha, it isn't only an optional thing, it isn't even only a mitzvah, but it contributes to the Kapara of Klal Yisrael. It's a Matana where they're also, on the one hand, we're giving them, on the other hand, they're giving us. That when we give them the Matana, they reciprocate by eating the Shiar Menachos, and we therefore get Kapara. That is how Rav Yerucham Fassad Perlas suggests the simple pshat would be. That is how the simple pshat of the Gemaras and Yevamos and the like. Now, in order to suggest that, you have to go one step further, which is, why am I bringing a Karban Mincha in the first place? Aren't I bringing it because I want to give a gift to Hashem? What is the Kapara which I need that the Karban Mincha brings me, and therefore the Kohanim eating it gives me Kapara? I don't need Kapara. Who says the Karban Mincha is really there for Kapara? So the answer is, the Netziv has a Chiddush. And there are other Gemaras like this also, but the Netziv's Chiddush is, in a couple of places, that, you know, you bring a Karban Chatas if you messed up with a severe Avera, one that you'd be Chayv Kares for, if you did it on purpose. Okay? Says the Netziv, you know, you bring a Karban Asham for particular Averas. Why do you bring a Karban Mincha? So many of Rishonim say it's a gift, not for Kapara at all. The Netziv suggests the reason why you bring a Karban Mincha, it's a Karban you bring if you realize that you have problems with your Midos. If you realize that you're not as sensitive, as good a person as you should be, that you didn't violate severe averas, but there's something about your midos that aren't that great, that's why you bring a Karban Mincha. So the first mahalach is, the Karban Mincha we offer because we have a problem, I offer it because my midos aren't so great. The Kohanim eat it. When the Kohanim eat it, they give us kapara. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah to eat chatas and eat asham, is the mitzvah to eat Karban Mincha. That is the first mahalach. That's why the Gemara says it gives you kapara. The kapara is, I didn't have good midos. Clarity as a whole, 1, 2, and 3. It happens to be an amazing thing to point out for a second. When you understand, the more we're sensitive to why we bring different karbanos, the more it gives us insight in how the Torah relates to different things. Like having bad midos, as a netziv, that's not just like an external issue that I have. It's so problematic that there are karbanos established to help a person work on and get that particular thing. Yaakov asks privately, what is the netziv's proof for that chiddush? So the answer is, there's like a bunch of gemaras about it. There's a sefer called Mishmar Halevi, one of the giants of Bnei Brak in last entry. He has, I think, 12 or so, I think, like gemaras or rayas that the Karban Mincha does bring to Kapara. The Netziv and the Midos piece relates to why there's 4 different kinds of Minchas and 4 different kinds of Midos. I'll send you the piece if you want later. But that is that. So, Abe, the answer is, it's not a type of, because it attacks something else, but it's definitely much more connected. There is another way of looking at it. Fantastic questions, by the way. Really fantastic questions. There is another way of looking at, no pressure going forward. I'm just saying, it's great. There is another way of looking at it, which is Rav Yerucham Fassad Perlau, in his commentary on the Rambam, on Rav Sag's Sefer Mitzvos, has a different theory. Maybe there's no separate mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat the Karban Mincha, because it's included not in the mitzvah to eat Kachim, but it's included, the Rambam counts a mitzvah called Karban Mincha. And in the mitzvah of the Karban Mincha, the Rambam doesn't count separately each and every avoda that you happen to do with the Karban Mincha. He doesn't count separately like bringing the mincha to the mizbeach, or the kmitza, the picking up the dough, or the haktara of offering. Not every part of the avoda gets offered or gets counted separately. So says upside, you go, oh, maybe that's the pshat. There's a mitzvah to eat shiyare menachos, but it's not part of the general mitzvah of eating kachim. It's rather part of the particular mitzvah of offering a karban mincha. If that is true, the mincha may have less to do with the kapara, as much as the way that you would look at eating the karban mincha, it is part of the avoda that a kohen does when he offers the karban. So kohanim do lots of different avodas. Kohanim do the kmitza, the haktara, the hagash, a lot of things. One of the avodas of the kohen is that they eat the karban mincha. So in that sense, it's a matana they have to do as part and parcel of their avoda. They're doing something for us. They are performing the avoda. But it may not have this kapara type component. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, a couple of quick questions that people asked in the group. Number one, Ami's wondering about a lot of the ideas that we say about karbanos in general make sense with animals. That the way that Ramban describes it, that like you envision the animals really you and being offered. How does that make sense in light of the karban mincha piece? That is an awesome question. I would love to talk with you about it. It's not clear if, I guess there's two ways to say it. One is that when it gets offered, that is in and of itself as if, you know, you're viewing yourself also there, like it parallels animals in a certain sense, or the mincha really is very different. It's really not kapara-based. You're not seeing yourself. Certainly for those who think there's no kapara, it's just a gift you're giving Hashem. And maybe there are multiple goals of karbanos, and the goal of a karban mincha is just to give a gift, is just to give a gift to Hashem. One more question. Okay, Jonah, to point out, there is a big machlokas harishonim, whether or not with like a chatas in general, we should be counting different parts of a chatas, or counting it all as one. The Rambam counts them all as one, with the exception of achila of karbanos. It's only gets accounted separately. That's only with chatas and asham, not with other things. It's part of a very big machlokas, the Bahag, the Rambam, and others. Unfortunately, not for now, but it's a very sharp observation that you made. Okay. There is a third mahalach, and the third mahalach is a very intriguing one. We don't have a lot of time, so we'll try to get there pretty quickly. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos counts a mitzvah of eating kachim, chatas and ashram, etc. He counts a mitzvah of eating kachim. The Rambam also in Sefer HaMitzvos, though, here we are in Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvahs asei peches, counts a separate mitzvah to eat the karban mincha. A separate mitzvah to eat the karban mincha. So the Rambam seems to understand there is a mitzvah to eat karban mincha. It is not included in the regular mitzvah of eating kachim, nor is it included in the mitzvah of bringing the karban mincha. It's a separate, independent mitzvah called eating the karban mincha. This shita of the Rambam bothered many achronim. The Brisker Rav and Menachos and Ayin Beis wonders, why is that so? Why is the Rambam doing that? The Gemara invokes the idea of achluosa masher kupar behem, that eating gives kapara, both about kachim, and about katas and asham, and about karban mincha. They should all be one mitzvah. Why count them separately? The Rambam even counts a different. The source is not about kapara. The source for the Rambam there is a Torah and Parshas Tzav, Vanoseres Mimena Yochlu Aron Uvanav. That it's a different mitzvah. The Aruch Laner similarly points out, in Yevamos, the Rambam, he counts it as a separate mitzvah, not like the simple pshat of the Gemara, which thinks that it has kapara, just like chatas and asham. So what's going on with karban mincha? Why is there a mitzvah to eat the karban mincha why is there a mitzvah to eat it if it is not really part of the regular mitzvah of eating karbanos? What exactly is going on? What exactly is going on? What is the nature of this obligation that the Kohanim have to eat karban mincha? What exactly is it doing? So, there are a variety of suggestions. Lewis, Rabbi Block, wrote an article years ago. That's a wonderful article on the topic of Sherei Menachos, but we'll save that for a different time. Rabbi Arye Leib Malin, the Chedushei Rabbi Arye Leib, in Chelik Beis, in Simen Mem Gimel. The Chedushei Rabbi Arye Leib Malin has the following Chiddush. He suggests something interesting, and that is as follows. The Rambam could not count the mitzvah of eating the karban mincha with the mitzvah of eating other karbanos. The Brisker Rav thinks it should all be one mitzvah because the same idea, the Gemara quotes, the same pasuk, that eating chatas and asham give you kapara, that same pasuk we quote about karban mincha in the Gemara, that eating karban mincha also gives you kapara. So they're all the same. It's eating holy objects to give kapara to the Baalim. Why would the Rambam count them separately? So the starting point is as follows. This is Bari Leib has. It's in some other Achronim also. We'll begin the package as well. Block has this a similar idea also, Lewis, if you are so inclined. The first step is as follows. There is a lot of evidence that maybe Karban Mincha is not Mechaper at all. And even though there are isolated Gemaras that may imply here or there that Mincha does give Kapara, the majority of many Gemaras in Shas, Zvachim, Andaf Peites, Daf Tzadi, there are really good indications that Karban Mincha is not brought for Kapara at all. It is a pure gift that I am giving the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a pure gift that I'm giving Hashem. That's all that it is. Step one. Step two is as follows. The Rambam never seems to quote, at least Bepashtas, the Rambam never seems to understand that Karban Mincha brings you any kapara whatsoever. Once that is true, suggests of Arye Leib Malin and do others, that according to the Rambam, eating Karban Mincha does not give any kapara whatsoever. Eating Karban Mincha, it is fundamentally different than the eating that we have as part and parcel of Chatas and Asham. Chatas and Asham, we give the Kohanim a gift. In return, they give us kapara. That is not the nature of the gift of Shiarei Menachos. In Shiarei Menachos, the gift doesn't work that way. We give them a mincha, they get Shiarei Menachos, but it's not about kapara. It's a separate idea. The Kohanim have the right, the Kohanim eat it. Maybe it's part of the avoda. Likely it isn't even really, we would say, part of the avoda. That's why it's not included in the same mitzvah as Karban Mincha. The real avoda of the Karban Mincha, that mitzvah in the Rambam, is you pick it up, you offer it on the Zbeach. There's a separate, distinct idea called Kohanim have a mitzvah to eat the Karban Mincha. That's all that it is. It's a mitzvah to eat it. Some even go so far as to suggest maybe the only reason why you're eating it, Rabbi Block, as I believe, is to prevent it from becoming nosar. That if you leave it over, that's usar. So maybe, again, that eating of the Karban Mincha, it's not like an avoda and part and parcel of the Mincha, like offering on the Mizbeach, nor does it give kapara to the guys who offered it. Rather, you offered the Mincha, it's great. You didn't need kapara at all. It's all good. Just what? You have a particular mitzvah the Kohanim have, not the most, they get the right to eat it, and the Torah wants them to eat it. Maybe even just so there's no leftover mincha, stuff which is going to be left over. But it's not really part and parcel, it's the fundamental way of the mitzvah itself. So what we really saw today was just, when it comes to the Karban Mincha, all these different kinds of matanas. Matanas where the Kohanim give back to us. Matanas where there's Kedusha. Matanas where there's a mitzvah. That's true here. But are they giving us kapara? Is it part of their avoda? Like they do avoda by shechting, avoda by sprinkling blood, avoda by eating the Karban Mincha? Or is it a side idea that the Kohanim get a mitzvah? They have the right to eat the Karban Mincha. They can't leave leftovers. But it's not really as fundamental in that in that sense. We've really gone through at this point a lot of the carbonos-based matnos kahuna. We'll figure out what we do tomorrow, I guess.